There's no harbor in Barrow, but the waters near the Arctic city are a bit crowded this week. At least one icebreaker and three sailboats attempting to navigate the Northwest Passage have been anchored off of the northern city. The boats were stocking up on supplies and regrouping before setting out on the most difficult part of the journey. APRN's Annie Feit caught up with one captain and has this story.
The sailing vessel Ocean Watch left Seattle May 31st. Along the way, the crew has stopped in Juneau, Dutch Harbor, and Nome. Captain Mark Schrader says he expected rough conditions after Nome, but had smooth sailing most of the way. Then the last day, heading into Barrow, the crew had their first experience navigating ice.
We put one of the crew members up the mast in a chair, and he stayed there for most of the day. Pretty cold position with a pair of binoculars, and we inched forward through the ice.
The boat has a steel hull, but doesn't have any ice-breaking capability. Schrader says it was a stressful day and slow going.
The ice moves a lot. When you're sort of looking at it, it seems like everything is just staying there. But as you watch, it moves a lot and leads open. And this was fast ice that had moved away from the shore. So they weren't huge, big, old ice pieces, but doesn't take a very big piece to, you know, stop Ocean Watch. You don't want to hit anything.
Eventually, the boat arrived in Barrow and anchored in front of town. But as it turned out, their work for the day wasn't over.
Someone on shore, someone in town shouted that if we stayed there, our boat would sink in 10 hours. And so we decided it'd be really foolish to ignore local knowledge. So we pulled up the anchor and went about 10 miles further north. On the other side of a spit, and had a nice anchorage.
Two more sailboats attempting the Northwest Passage from west to east this year joined Ocean Watch off of Barrow. One had a French crew, and the other boat was Canadian. In all, Schrader says he knows of about 8 boats hoping to conquer the Northwest Passage this summer. As we spoke, the Canadian crew pulled up their anchor.
And they're just coming by here for a wave. There they are. We're wishing them luck here. You going to hop out?
Yeah.
Going to get the photographer out here to take a big picture of... That's good.
Ocean Watch was originally scheduled to spend just 4 days in Barrow. Instead, they've been there about 2 weeks, mainly because of poor ice and wind conditions. But Schrader says the outlook appears to be improving, and he expects to set sail in a few days. He says the next 150 miles look good, but the eastern end of the Northwest Passage is completely iced in. He thinks it'll begin opening up around mid-August.
We'll just continue on into the passage and go as far as we can, and then wait again, probably.
Even if the boat makes it through the Northwest Passage, it will be just the beginning of the crew's journey. Their goal is to circumnavigate the Americas, another 22,000 miles. Schrader calls it one big island. Along the way, he hopes to highlight environmental threats to the world's oceans. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.